Gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a gun, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another target is a murder machine, they say.
Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for calling up My Chemical Romance there. Ladies and gentlemen, let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson. Oh, let me see if I can find it. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson radio program.
We have to get a new toilet if I got broke.
Excellent.
Our good friend
there
Aaron.
You are.
You have to thank me a super save tomorrow
home.
Because I have a sale. You're there for pilot! Jesse's delicious. He's
going to
take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding.
See, it's appropriate.
Yeah, it's
timely.
Wow. Can we have assistance, please, to run up a what for toilet seat?
All right. Aaron Geek in the City, Durant. Hello, sir.
I feel so honored now.
Thank you. You know, what are you going to do?
I've had the tart intro.
It's new.
Oh, you don't need to say that.
I've had the rosy in. Never mind.
All right. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, where's Scott Daly today? Not that we're not glad to have you, but what is what's his deal?
He's stuck in Medford.
Yeah, good times. Have you been following the travails of Ryan the Toilet Man?
How could I not?
Oh, by the way, look, it's a Screech sex video.
You can smell
open,
it.
Smell this.
I think we sniffed it all out.
You sniffed it.
Don't.
Okay,
careful.
Aaron. Tread lightly.
No, I'm not sniffing it.
Flip it over.
You've heard of smelling the glove.
Yeah.
That is not ample.
Flip what over?
We're looking at the back of the Screech.
With my thumb covering it?
Screech is supposedly very well, he has a large area. He is manly.
That is not large.
Who are you spending your time with? Nate?
Well, no, because...
I was going to say, maybe there's more about Nate that I've learned that I... Maybe I don't wish to know this much about Nate, but...
Maybe he will.
Screech, that ain't large, baby. Sarah knows large. Sarah's size queen. And that ain't no size.
That's just creepy.
Well, we know what that collar's for now, right? Oh. Doesn't Nate wear a collar?
What?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. No, you're right. This isn't impressive.
I know. Thank you.
No.
All right. Well, this bit's going badly. It's 503.
What's not even the same? I mean... I don't know what to say.
It's hard
how
to talk about
it. Yeah. It really is. No, it's true. So there's, anyway, but we got the Screech
tongue
video.
The tongue covers it. That's what
And we're going to make Scotty watch it over the weekend. They also gave me, by the way, and I swear to God, you want to talk about a guy that was born with a fantastic porn name, even though it's real? Tom Sizemore. I've got here.
Ew, they did not give you that one, did they?
The Tom Sizemore sex scandal, uncut and uncensored. I'll be watching this one. So there you go. Tom Sizemore. what a great porn name. Sizemore. You know what I mean?
Oh, and you have One Night in China, too, right?
Do I ever.
Hers is bigger than Screech's.
One night in China. And featuring a cameo by Sammy Rhodes, who I'm a big fan of.
See, I don't think this isn't a Dustin Diamond porn so much as this. I think two girls, like, lesbying it out, and then he does his thing at the end.
Oh, so he just sort of makes a cameo. He's like the guest
rapper.
Well,
he's there a little bit.
It's sort of like DMX featuring Fabolous.
He's the guy in the background.
He's the hype man. He's the back going, DMX! Meanwhile, okay.
Who wants the Rodriguez?
Let's get back.
I didn't
Rodriguez
say
out!
didn't say what it really was.
Let's get back to a good friend Ryan. Hello,
Let's get back to the toilet.
All right. So here's the thing. You have another bathroom, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you can find a toilet that is reasonably priced, and Sarah found many of them on Craigslist, if we can find a toilet that's like 50, 60 bucks, I'll just pay for that out of my own pocket. And then what I want to do is we'll just bring your toilet here to the radio station. We'll probably have to do it Monday. That's the thing. Curse my metal body. It's a Friday. Okay. So we'll have to bring your toilet to the station on Monday, and we'll just disassemble it with the aid of, a sledgehammer, and find out if the phone's inside.
Yeah, I think I could do that.
All right, fantastic. So let's get a couple other calls, but then we'll move forward with that. Let's see. Greg says here you have a message for the guy with the toilet problem.
Yes, I do. Well, I'm a builder. I've called before, and the toilet problem is a real easy solution. Your suggestion about buying him another toilet, that's the valid one. If he goes to Lowe's, he can buy the toilet in two halves and put it together himself for about $44.
Yeah, I'll pay for that right now.
If you pay for it, I'll go put it in for him. But his cell phone, it's toast. It's got a battery on it. That battery provides electricity. You start running water through the thing without pulling the battery out quick. Game over.
My only request is, sir, that we get to keep the cell phone.
If
the cell phone's in there, Ryan, we want to keep that.
You're more than welcome.
All right. So you're saying a new toilet's like $44 at Lowe's?
Yeah, $44 at Lowe's. I've got a customer. We're almost done with this house, and everything's white, and he's got a brown toilet in his little bathroom didn't even work on. I said, I'll just get you one. It's $44.
All right. Yeah, I'll pay for that. I mean, I guess I can't say pay for it now, but I mean, yeah, if you want to bring me the receipt or whatever, yeah, I'll totally cover you. I'll compensate you for that. And then we get the toilet as it is now. So you don't go screwing around over the weekend trying to get the phone out. You just leave the toilet alone. You back away.
Don't touch it.
You leave the toilet. You bring it to us Monday. We smash it, and then we keep the cell phone here.
Yeah, don't buy any used toilets off of Craigslist, because ultimately what you're getting is something that other people have been, going potty in, and you don't want to put your hands in that and work on it.
That is true. I mean, you wouldn't do that with a TV tray if a guy said he'd been,
No. I put on rubber gloves when I throw these toilets away.
All right, so let's see, how should we do this here? So, Greg, why don't I do this, Greg? I will put you on hold. Ryan, I'm going to put you back on hold. Scotty will get the appropriate information there, and we'll figure out how we're going to address the issue of the new toilet and it getting installed and everything.
Okay.
All right, Greg. So, Greg, now, did I hear you correctly? Are you offering to help him with this?
Yeah, I'll put the toilet in for
you. You're a good person. We'll see if we'll root around, so to speak, in the AM 970 prize vault. We'll find something for you for that.
Okay.
All right, Greg, I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you. Ryan, I'm putting you back on hold as well. Scotty, will you talk to Ryan and Greg, and we'll coordinate this? All right. And then on Monday, we'll find out how many licks it takes to get to the center of Ryan's toilet. All right. And we're done.
Woo.
God almighty, the things, really, this is...
So can we do a remote from...
from a couple blocks away?
Yeah.
Sure. Wait, we'll get them set up the MARTA unit. Why? I mean, this is the
Oh, I'll probably have to be here then, right?
We could probably get somebody in to cover the board. Yeah. So, I mean, we don't have the whole remote, the whole show from there. We could do like we'll do like a stop set in a song at like 220 or whatever, go over, and we'll just do like the last couple segments over there. We'll do it at the First Avenue parking lot.
You should have someone bring snacks.
Yeah, exactly. We should film it for future clients so they can see exactly where their advertising money is going. They can see us standing in the parking lot destroying toilets. Hi, Aaron. How's life?
You could get a George Mullen account out of that.
Yes, perhaps. Let's move on.
I don't know.
let's move on and discuss the toilet on Monday. No, we would be happy to have any. We would be happy to have any and all client dollars attached to that. If anybody would like to sponsor the toilet destruction on on Monday, please to be calling Dean Snyder. 503-222-1011. Buy our station or die. Here's
here we go.
No, look, I'm not proud. I'm willing. Look, I will. We're willing to have anything sponsored. We really are not. We're not ashamed. We're really, really willing to do anything. Really, let me just tell you this right now. If there's an advertiser out there. If there's an advertiser that would like to have the name of your product...
Backpedaling because you realize you have to buy a toilet.
No, I'm willing to do that. I'm just saying if there's an advertiser that would like to put your product's name on Scotty's forehead, we'll do that too.
You know where he lives. There's a toilet in his backyard right now.
Probably. No, but I'm with Sarah, though. You see him in my neighborhood. There's guys just like on the lawn. You know, the other day, I won't say who. I'm just saying in my neighborhood. I was driving along, and there was a house with, you know, the big couch right there on the front lawn. Clearly a couch for anyone, anyone who wanted to come by. And it sort of vanished over a few days. A cushion gone one day, the other cushion gone the other day. Then a dog was sleeping on for no reason. Then it was all gone. So there's,
I love, there's always free furniture around Southeast. Like, we were going to have to buy some styrofoam or some foam padding for our seats for our soapbox derby car.
Yes.
And I just ended up stealing a couple couch cushions.
See what you miss by living in the suburbs, everybody, you know, Scotty, Tim. You have to pay for things. In Southeast, they're just lying around.
Who needs IKEA? I have Powell.
All right. Oh, good God. All right. Well, so we got to do another visit to the Ministry of Truth here in a while, but we'll put that off for a few minutes. So you, Aaron Geek in the City Durant from FilmFeverRadio.com.
Yes.
So you are in it. Now, you actually have a film review this week.
Unlike Scott, I come in with film reviews.
Now, you both have jobs, yet somehow you are able to see films to review, and he comes in and just kind of goes, well, what are you going to do? And then he talks about his kid for an hour.
Well, I think that final word there, I think that's kind of nailed it. I don't have kids, nor will I ever have kids.
So you are.
Therefore, I'm able to go to films.
Oh, okay. Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
What did you see?
I saw Apocalypto.
Oh, then, really?
You did?
Because the two big films opening are Apocalypto and Blood Diamond.
Right.
And I've heard mixed reviews of that. But Apocalypto, I am legitimately curious about. Gibson is, I will say this before, and I don't know anything about the film or about your review. I will say that Gibson is crazy, obviously. But not a bad filmmaker.
No, he's a pretty good filmmaker, and crazy can be good when you're behind the camera.
It's true. And so what is the word on Apocalypto?
First off, boy, is it gory.
Really? Oh, man.
He's got a thing for torture. He does. Well, you know, in Passion, not to get all Clyde, but in Passion of the Christ,
it's his hand that
pounds
the nails.
It's his hand, and also anytime there is an off-camera scream of pain, it's him.
Really?
Yeah, it's him making all. Whenever Jesus screams and you don't see the actor, it's Mel Gibson letting out.
It's not a Wilhelm, it's a Gibson.
Yeah. Give me the Gibson. Yeah. Even if you look back at the Lethal Weapon movies, he loves to be tortured.
Now, I've talked about this before. He was tortured in Lethal Weapon.
Right.
He was tortured in Braveheart.
You could say he was tortured in Lethal Weapon 2, but it was more psychological.
He was tortured in Payback.
Yeah.
He was. He is the sound of torture in Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
He goes
through all kinds of pain in all the Mad Max. He just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is a guy, and I. You know, whatever. Some guys like feet. Some guys like having their junk kicked repeatedly and tased.
I didn't think it was because he's old school Catholic.
Maybe. He's got a thing for pain, though. He really does. So, but is it a good movie?
It is a good movie. He's been kind of pitching it as, you know, looking into how a civilization crumbles from within.
Right.
And, you know, that element's kind of there, but it's not. It is a bare bones action film. That's really what he's
but
made.
But it's in some weird Esperanto
Mayan
or whatever.
Which is, again, one of those languages that it's hard to verify because it's a dead culture.
Right.
There aren't any Mayans, you know.
You'll never
find a pure Mayan anymore. They're all gone.
Right. And so it is now, but what's the, I mean, what is it about?
It's,
because I look at it and I can tell you, I've seen all of the trailers for Apocalypto. And I guess this is good because I'm sick of trailers that give everything away. But on the other hand, this is almost the opposite. Where I look at it, and I still couldn't tell you what it's about. I have no idea what the plot is. I just know that it's like in the jungle somewhere.
The basic premise is that there's two branches of the Mayan people. There's the, for lack of a better term, there's the urban Mayans and the rural Mayans. And the rural ones live in the jungle and they're, you know, peaceful. And whether they're really peaceful or not, who knows? But, you know, the nice idyllic life.
The purpose of this.
The ones in the cities, there's a plague wiping out the people. They've had visions of the white gods coming to their shores. So this is right on the edge of the end of civilization. So they just go sacrifice happy, and they start killing their own people by the thousands. And they decide instead of killing their own, let's go into the jungle and start picking off our jungle brethren.
Right.
And it's all about a guy named, I believe his name was Jaguar Pop. He's got a young child and a pregnant wife, and he hides them in a hole in this, because this area of Mexico is just filled with deep, deep holes that lead into caves that go on forever. And when the civilized Mayans come into his village, he hides his family into the hole and then is taken back to the city and is able to get out. And basically, he has to get back to his family before the rains come and they drown.
Right.
And it's literally, from that moment on, it's like an hour and 20-minute chasing through the jungle.
So the whole movie is him trying to get back to his family and them trying to kill him.
Yeah, I mean, there's other things going on, but that's the main thrust of it. And it is... It does not ever let up. Once that chasing begins, it doesn't stop. There are moments, where you're not cringing from the gore. And I'm a huge horror fan, so gore doesn't really. Remember those moments we saw and you were kind of covering your eyes, thinking, "Don't show it."
Yeah.
And Saw, they would pull away once in a while. Male does not pull away. There's even this isn't a big spoiler plot-wise, but there, everyone knows the Mayans were really huge on sacrifice. Yeah. It was heart-ripping. There's blood squirting in this.
Yeah.
Tim is not to see this film.
Yeah, please, Tim Riley, just stay away.
For the more morbid people out there, there is a point-of-view decapitation. Where
really?
You see it from the point of view of the guy getting his head cut off. You know, there's that whole rumor of like...
Oh, I'll totally go watch
You live for 12 seconds without your head? He gives you that 12 seconds. The blade comes down... And you bounce down the steps of the Mayan temple with the decapitated head.
That is a movie first, I believe.
I think it is, yeah.
I will see it just for that.
But it's also just beautiful. The same guy did the cinematography on Dances with Wolves did this one. So it is violent and ugly, but it's an incredibly beautiful film.
Now, this is one of those things that just everybody wonders. Now, is there anything in this film that you watch and it seems weird, given the fact that, you know, Gibson's like a big racist? I mean, does anything jump out of it? Because I think he made this movie before all of that crap happened with him and the Jew and that whole... Do you watch this movie? Does anything strike you as like, I see this in a different light now? Or is it
separate
from his...
It's really separate. I mean, apart from his name being attached, I mean, you can see his thematic style in the way he directs. But no, you're never once thinking, there's him kind of getting his own little, social commentary in there. Really, if you want to put any social commentary in there is a little bit there where... Civilizations, when they're conquered, it's because they've already decayed from within to where they can't defend themselves anymore.
And is that opening here this weekend? Well, it must be if you saw it, So, and then, I know you haven't seen it, but what have you heard about Blood Diamond?
That it's terrible.
Yeah, see, and I heard that it was good initially and then falls apart about halfway through.
I heard that they had all the little extra, the unpaid extras without appendages that they said that they would pay them by giving them prosthetic limbs and that the whatever limbs. Business it is, like Warner Brothers or whoever did it, still hasn't given them any limbs, and they're totally using
The limbs
them.
Are in the mail.
You don't say.
Yeah.
The white man screwing over Africans again?
Hard to believe.
These little limbless children are running around with promises of new arms, and these guys are like, you know what? And I think someone actually said that they weren't going to give them their limbs until it was opening weekend for more press. Why are you laughing?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
It's just so horrible.
That's why I'll never see that. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Little Mabunta will not be getting a new leg today because Leonardo wants a bigger trailer.
Meanwhile, Leonardo DiCaprio's like throwing a fit about a cheese plate somewhere. Dennis, hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Oh, hey, Dennis Pitzenbrocker.
Yeah, that's just me. Hey, I had a quick question for Aaron. Now, I have... The Saturday evening to take my wife to a movie, we've dedicated that evening to a movie. One, because Scotty completely flaked on the poker game that we were all supposed to play.
Way to go, Scotty.
But two, I wanted to know if you have had a chance to go to, A, the Cinetopia place up in Vancouver. Or have you had a chance to go to the one that's right down the street from my house, the little Mount Tabor Theater that just got redone. That's right next to the pizza parlor. If it's worth the recommendation that I get to go up to the Cinetopia.
I have no idea what Mount Tabor Theater you're
talking about. The actual Mount Tabor Theater?
No, not Mount Tabor Theater, like as in the new place. The old Nicolette's movie theater. They put it right next to Flying Pie Theater, right down, or Flying Pie Pizza.
Oh, the Academy.
The Academy
is a fantastic theater. They kind of only run art house and second run films, but the Academy is a fantastic theater. I'm a big fan of them.
Let's talk about Cinetopia for a second.
Okay.
I have only been there once.
Same time, yeah.
And, okay, for Superman Returns.
Yeah, that's one time I've been there.
That is, hands down, and I'm strictly in terms of, I'm not talking about in terms of the movies they show or historical value, strictly in terms of the experience, that's the best theater I have ever been in my life.
And you and I have never gone to the adult section.
No.
Like, we don't mean like adult.
No, but it's a section
lounge
for people with kids and for people without. In Pulp Fiction, when Travolta's talking about, you can go into McDonald's and order like a glass of beer or whatever it is or whatever. That's how it is at this theater. You can go in to this theater, and again, we were in the kid-friendly section where it's just like normal, it's like stadium seating or whatever, but even then, the seats are big, they're like leather, you sink down into them, they're like a big leather theater armchair.
Yeah, like first-class airline seats, they were just incredibly nice.
The other side, which we didn't get to go into because that's where you take, that's for no kids, they have what, like full-on couches, right?
Yeah, Jen and her sister, they took those tickets. It's like $15 to get in for that one, but it's so worth it.
Oh man, and I gotta tell you, they will bring, like you can order like meals,
they bring it to you.
They have a wine bar at this theater. This is not a plug, by the way. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is my experience. They have a wine bar. They have an excellent coffee bar. It's not like some cheap ass machine where they press a preset button and it goes.
No, yeah.
They They have an excellent espresso bar, a wine bar. They have fantastic variety of like film snacks, styles of popcorn,
flavored butters.
And wow. But then all of that is just window dressing. The seats, the food, the wine, the coffee. And this is not some art house theater. This is where we saw Superman.
Right.
The picture. I, in my life, have never seen a movie that looked better this place.
Sarah's
kind of rolling her eyes at me like I'm going overboard.
Good.
You have no idea.
Well, that's what I was looking for, was an actual experience. Is I wanted to, going to a little movie theater is one thing, but I just wanted to get, like, the official movie, authority on it, whether it's worth the extra drive, the extra cost. Not that I'm broke, but I'm just looking if it's really worth the experience.
I got to tell you, we've talked a lot on the show about how theater experiences suck now and why would I ever go. And Joni had gone on and about, she's like, you got to go to the Cinetopia. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Having gone there, this is what will save the theater business. This is what will save movies at the theater, is a place like this.
This style, and then like the art house style, like the Academy.
Totally, yeah.
Because it is a completely different theater experience. The Academy's great. Look at the Academy. It's kind of like a Cinema 21 or a Hollywood, but they've really cleaned it up.
Totally.
And they've modernized its Art Deco look. See, the Academy's very cool. Once again, pizza and beer.
Or like the Laurelhurst, any of those places.
Right. The greatest thing about the Academy, they have babysitter nights.
Really?
Yes. If you check out the Academy website, which just do a Google search for Academy Theater in Portland, they have babysitter nights. You kick in an extra $2 and they have a licensed babysitter to watch your kids.
Oh, that's fantastic. So
I don't know about that. I was just thinking because Thatcher's, the bar next door, is usually where my wife and I get hammered. So
there you go. A role model for today's youth.
Dennis is family friendly.
Thank you. All right, there you go.
Well, I think we're going to have to spend the extra time and go up to Cinetopia. I've just heard too many good things about it.
No, it really is a great place. I would strongly. All right. Fuel show tomorrow, 9 to 11. What?
Yeah, thanks for the gray hair comment, too. Goodbye.
What? Okay, thank you. Dennis Pitzenberger,
gray
Fuel
hair
show.
Comment.
I saw him in the lobby about half an hour ago. Gray hair. Kind of I had never noticed that before.
He has gray hair?
Yeah, lots of it.
He totally don't look like Peter Gallagher then.
He just had a haircut, and I think it's the gray hair underneath. Maybe he grows the hair on top, maybe, which is a little longer, covers it. Saw him in the lobby, and I'm like, what's different? You look old. Oh. And it was like lots of silver. He's still got all his hair, though, so I mean, I can't complain too much. But no, the two different extremes, though, you're right. Like the Laurelhurst, the Academy, those places where the Baghdad is another one, where it's like pizza, beer, hangouts, cool place. And then the upscale, like the Cinetopia, which again is, man, that digital picture.
Oh, they're beautiful. I mean,
blew my mind how good that looked.
Yeah, that's what's going to say. The era of the Regal multiplexes, it's dying, and it's dying fast.
We should take a break. We'll come back. Final visit to the Ministry of Truth of Tim Riley. We're here with Aaron Geek in the city, Duran. We'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
To the Rick Emerson Show. All right, here we go. On AM
970.
What's up?
Solid State Radio.
Okay, I swear to God, this is just an unsolicited testimony. It just says we were getting ready to talk about this. And Aaron,
I just heard this.
Aaron just said, hey, I love that Everybody's Gardens and Everything. I think it's just the toilet. Wait, hold on. This is just the,
Go on,
Oh, damn it.
We have assistant spies that wrote on the What My Toilet Thing.
Thank you. 503-733-2970. Hello, it's the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Aaron Geek in the city, Duran. With us, he will join us here this moment, filmfeverradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pay final visit to the official president, prophet, seer, and revelator of the Rick Emerson Show. At the Ministry of Truth, he is Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
The face with the arrow in Gresham?
What?
The guy shot in the face with the arrow.
Yes.
In Gresham. Well, He walked from the Rockwood Motel, where he was registered under a different name, to the nearby check cashing business and asked the motorist for help. So the motorist tried to take the man to a medical clinic, which turned out to be closed.
Only in Gresham would a medical clinic just be closed.
So we went from a motel registered under an assumed name to a check cashing place that didn't care to help to a medical clinic that was closed. And the arrow was still sticking out of his face.
Don't be shot between 2 and 6 a.m. in Gresham, by the way. I just love the image of a guy literally with an arrow through his head walking from one place to another.
Would you help me? No.
No.
Just knock. Would you help me? Close.
Yeah, knock.
Don't come. I call the police if you don't go away. I don't know, there's men with arrow through head at the door. Go somewhere else, arrow man.
It's fantastic. To the check cashing place right next to the hotel. Classy. I love Gresham. I really do. Okay. Well, and there's no further word on who shot him or why.
No.
Yeah, that'll all come out in the wash.
Okay. Well, British women are drinking more and more and getting more and more violent. Take Kirsten Malley, for example. She's attractive and eloquent. She wants to study to be an underwater diving photographer. She's also on probation for ramming a bottle into a girl's face.
Fantastic.
It's not the first time she's been in trouble. Twice, she was charged with common assault after wrapping a girl's ponytail around her hand and smashing her face against a wash basin. Doesn't seem like a big deal to me. You see it on TV in the streets. Loads of fights. Every time I have to hit someone, I've been drunk. It's easier to lash out than hold it inside.
Excellent.
In a survey entitled BBC's Bashing Booze Birds, almost 1 in 10 people aged 18 to 34 have been physically attacked by a drunken woman.
Sarah, have you ever been physically attacked by a drunken woman?
No. Probably.
That wasn't...
I've been verbally accosted by... women.
What was, who was that? Oh, it was, what's her name? Jess. Remember Jess? She was an intern on our show a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
She had that girl beat her in the head with a frying pan. Yeah. Excellent. Fantastic.
Oh, Jess.
No, the world's becoming a more dangerous and more violent place, and we're proud to document its implosion.
Former American Idol finalist Elliot Yaman has a new mouth full of pearly whites. People magazine reports he's undergone $50,000 worth of dental work free from a Beverly Hills dentist who wanted the publicity. I've always wanted a nicer smile. I realize now that I looked at old pictures, I was smiling without displaying all my teeth. Not anymore. He finished third on American Idol, should release a debut album next year.
I'm sorry. No, I'm glad he has a new mouth full of pearly whites.
Pearly whites.
There are some women who don't like to swallow.
That's the top of the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, greatest newsman ever, Tim Riley. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Fantastic. Oh, man. Hello. We are 7 years old. And that's both of our ages combined, by the way. All right.
Does he always leave sounding that defeated and broken?
No, no. It's just...
37?
Stop!
Okay,
stop.
What?
See, why do you got to take it? You got to take it one step too far like
there
that.
There are some women who don't like to swallow...
We have this. Let's see. Oh, this is from Rodriguez. Is that the guy you know?
I don't know if
Siegfried.
He got... Yeah, I know, well...
I thought Siegfried that knows Rodriguez.
I know... Well, I mean, I don't... I've never met Rodriguez, but...
You know A. Rodriguez?
I have heard of the Rodriguez.
Are you? Aaron can do that.
Si.
Aaron... okay. Anyway, he says, Rick Emerson, today was the best show ever. Rodriguez out. Thank
How
you,
can
sir.
We ever play the Rodriguez out sounder that he approved of?
Did he? Oh, wait. Did he give us the Rodriguez out sounder? That's right. He did approve of that.
He did like himself. It.
Wait, hold on. Do I have that here? Rodriguez.
See, also racist. Or,
no,
I might have called
no,
it that.
No, no.
I made it.
No, it's not. It was not racist. It was bringing into, it was commenting on, in a humorous fashion, and in a good-natured way, the many different cultures and peoples who grace this country of ours. That's exactly... Stop. See, why do you have to do that?
Did you watch My Name is Earl last night?
No.
With John Leguizamo?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that guy.
He played a bandito named Domingo.
The movie Dr. Gashin.
No, that's not it either. No, I don't think I have it here. I think...
I smelled my hand and I made everyone else my hand.
No. No, I don't know where it is. It's gone. Come on. Well, there used to be a Rodriguez. Would you like to... well, never mind. Let's just, it seems like a bad idea. Anyway.
This bit has stretched on too long.
Has Rick Emerson gone too far? Brad, the car guy. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's shaking?
What's
so,
up, man?
Elliot Yeaman is talking about he's smiling without all his teeth. Isn't that pretty much a prom picture in Gresham pretty much every day?
Seriously, and that Gresham thing, that bow through the head, that arrow through the head, that would only happen in Gresham. That is the only place where that would happen.
I was, you know, I was picturing a guy doing a Steve Martin impression walking around.
Totally, that's exactly what I was picturing. And just the idea that he would go door to door, you know, with an arrow through his head, and no one wanted to help him out with that.
Well, they maybe thought there was nothing abnormal about that.
No, they just, it's another guy with an arrow through his head. I don't know. He'll find his own way somehow. Yeah.
I wanted to say, as a semi-resident of the Coup, there are basically two reasons to live in, you know, in the Coup. It's lower taxes and then Cinetopia.
Yeah, no, Cinetopia, it is a fantastic place. It really is.
But you are missing the true advantage of the strip mall kind of theaters. It's the chance to take, you know, your kids to three or four movies in one night and be able to, you know, hop from place to place. And
okay.
That's clearly the best advantage.
All right. And we're done. All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Brad, let's talk about L.A. later, okay?
What's that?
Let's talk about L.A. later and about the Playboy Mansion so that I can rub it in Rick's face.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. See, you're totally going to get her the hookup at all the things Los Angeles, and then I'm going to be embittered about it forever.
Oh, no, we're going to get her the hookup at the Roosevelt with the Lindsay Lohan special bar room.
See?
Oh, my God.
Are you making a list of all the things you want to do? And I'm sorry, if I sound a little distracted here, it's because I'm obsessed with finding this signing this Rodriguez sounder now. I have no idea where it went. So are you making a list of all the things that you want Brad to get you in the door?
No, well, Brad, I'm waiting. Brad is my mentor because I don't know where to go in L.A., and he does.
No, it is true. He, Brad, you are a man who knows his way around this world.
Yeah, any place where a drink is, I can find my way.
Fantastic. All right, thank you, sir.
See ya.
Have a good weekend. There you go.
You never been in the Playboy Mansion?
Huh. Oh, like you have.
I'm not saying.
No, don't. Just stop.
Have you been in the Playboy Mansion?
He hasn't. He's just trying to screw with me.
He doesn't look like he's messing with you.
He hasn't been. I would have heard about it before now if you'd been at the Playboy Mansion.
Why would I tell you everything?
Because you're a guy and you would tell every guy.
Okay, he's right there. Yeah, I would tell.
No,
him, yeah.
You would tell. But guys on this
Playboy
Mansion, just guys who don't even know. You would
have gotten a phone call.
You would be calling guys at random in the phone book and telling them that.
I'm in the grotto.
Totally. I mean, it's not that I'm not happy for you. I am.
I don't want to go to the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, see.
I'd much rather go to.
But you will.
I will.
See what?
I
now
guess,
you're just screwing with
so.
Me. You're just screw. Oh, you are just jacking me around now. Here's John. You're on the Rick
what
Emerson
do you mean?
Show.
Hey.
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 That Rockwood Motel is actually a Portland address. I grew up right around the corner from it, which is also a Portland address.
Is it a bad place?
No, Rockwood's a bad place.
Oh, are you familiar with the hotel in question? Is it a skis?
Oh, I know exactly where it is.
All right. What?
It's always been pure evil.
What?
Is it littered with medieval siege engines also?
When I was growing up, that whole neighborhood was long-haired butt rockers on BMX bikes. Now it's just white people shuffling. Poor. It's horrible. The whole area is gone.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
We have a sentence plan to run on the one for toilet seat.
All right. Excellent. Let's talk to our good friend.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Well,
I got to nothing. I know.
No. You only teased 4 or 5. You got to 4. We just did. We Aaron's there. We did find out, unfortunately, what's in the bag.
Yeah.
Jim Roop talked about Britney Spears, and we found out who wanted ass implants.
Yes, true.
Unfortunately, we didn't find out what the reasons are not to screw with Stephen Colbert.
Oh, and I don't have time to do that now either. I'll have to do that Monday.
Now, I was wondering, Aaron, since you're there, do you think that Ryan has a +10 toilet sword, or...
What? No.
No, because he probably doesn't have the proficiency to use exotic weapons, which is why he can't get the phone out.
Yeah,
which is what a katana is.
All right, now we're gonna get to the bottom of it on Monday.
So that'll put you at 68, I think that's a good idea. You know, we'll probably end up getting you like to an even number, like 70 or 75,
and then we'll just put them aside and we'll start fresh on Monday.
We can start fresh at the beginning of the year and do like Luke was saying.
And just and so then, the, Sarah seems to, well, you seem to think it's a good idea. Yeah. Doing them on a weekly basis. All right.
And then at the end of every week, if you've managed to make the end of the week without owing an inordinate amount of push-ups, then we can detract from that overall total.
Well, see, now this is making my head hurt. All right. I got to run, brother.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. This is Mailman Chris. And see, the whole thing just is like a slide rule. I need like a protractor or something to figure it out. What's coming up in the world of FilmFeverRadio.com?
FilmFeverRadio with the new show is up, episode 34. We don't actually talk about Apocalypto because I didn't get to see it until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of do our holiday movie preview.
And which is, and
there's just crap. There's only a couple movies we're even remotely caring about this season.
Well, and what is that, movie? Is it just called Holiday?
Yeah.
The Holidays?
And it's getting terrible reviews
and
also.
And there's somebody in that I like. Who is it?
It's Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet. And yeah. I heard it's just terrible. I heard it's just the most... It's
terrible.
Terrible.
The one with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, Cameron... Well? Yeah, both of those, yeah.
What, isn't there some horror movie coming out? I saw for the first time yesterday a preview, something Christmas.
Oh, it's a
Black Christmas.
It's a remake, Black Christmas.
You made the Young Frankenstein.
I despise remakes.
Come on, bring it on.
It's just stupid. I mean, the original one was dumb to begin with. This one's even worse. Only thing good about it's got Michelle Trachtenberg, which doesn't nude up in it. I think her eyes get gouged out, though, which is fun.
Sweet.
You know?
You know,
the only thing that matters is Rocky Balboa.
And that she's of age. Oh, yeah, and Rocky Balboa. Which I will
see. You and Nate holding hands crying in the front row.
Oh, I'll be right there with him. Yeah, we're all going to hug each other and then make out afterward, yeah. No, just that trailer, man, and Nate will say the same thing. You watch the trailer,
I know.
And
I've heard
chills.
It from both of you.
Oh, man.
Numerous times.
I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm getting...
Rocky. And he's doing that whole...
It's about taking punches. Yeah. Not about blood, it's about how much life keeps
you. How hard you get hit.
How much you still keep on coming.
Oh, see, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Oh, come on. You know,
oh, when he kisses his son on the forehead when he goes into the ring one last time.
Adrian's grave. Come on. It's going to be genius.
Yeah, no, I'm all tingly now.
Even if it's bad, I'll go see it. I mean, who am I kidding?
Getting good reviews. The initial reviews it's good.
Hey, let me ask you this. Now, we don't have time for all of this. Is it true they're doing a Poltergeist remake?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
really?
They really are. It was going to be an original film or like a pseudo sequel to it. And they just decided.
Reimagining.
They decided it would. I kid you not. They just decided it would be cheaper to just remake it. So, yeah.
Why? Who's making
it? So they can kill another 8-year-old girl.
Oh, that ain't right. Dude.
Hey, what?
Let me in. That's just wrong that you would even say that.
In the valley down the river, the beautiful, beautiful river. Carol Ann.
Now, you know.
I need you, Carol.
Do you even know what he's referring to?
Is that the old guy from Poltergeist?
Yeah, but there's a Poltergeist curse.
Yeah, everyone who's done it has either had a terrible career or
and
died.
And the girl died.
I've watched documentaries.
Yeah, so, all right, well, who's doing it?
I don't remember.
All right, but probably no
who
one
cares?
About. Yes, sir, it's going to be ass.
Yeah.
Maybe Steven Spielberg will secretly direct this one, too.
what are you saying?
You know what I'm saying. I'm saying that Say Hello to My Little Friend sequence isn't the only thing that he directed without taking credit for it.
Right.
You know, because you know he did that sequence in Scarface, too.
Yeah.
That sequence.
He did the only part with emotion in Revenge of the Sith, also.
Really? What?
Yeah. When there's no talk. When there's no talking, and Padme and Anakin are just kind of looking out across the city.
Right.
And it's real quiet. Oh, no, that was Coppola, not Spielberg. I'm sorry.
Coppola directed that?
Yes.
What a weird... What a strange world we live in. Let's see. What do we have here? I don't have time to read any of these here. Effing dolt. You're a moron. It's all crossbow stuff. People are just...
Crossbows are badass. Well, they will kill you dead.
Yeah, but I mean, who... How is I to know that it's
they
not...
They can pierce Kevlar.
Is that true?
Yes.
All
if
right.
you use a broad tipped arrow, yeah, it'll go right through.
Rick, it's very easy to remove a toilet, especially if the water is turned off. Well, see, it doesn't matter. Let's see. We have lots of, unscrew, then twist, and so. Okay, so I should mention at this point, because we're at that awkward point in time where I just have no... Says, did you say you wanted to keep the poop phone? I'm not sure where you're planning on destroying Ryan's toilet, but I'm sure the city might have something to say about flying shards of porcelain being showered on passersby on the street.
No, we'll be in a parking lot.
No, we'll lose at First Avenue. So, yeah, so Monday, Ryan is going to bring his toilet in. We're going to smash it and get the phone out of it, and I will be buying Ryan a new toilet.
You know there's no phone in it.
There's no phone there, man. It's not there. If he's still able to flush it, the phone is gone.
See, that's what makes it the more satisfying. If he just destroyed it for no reason.
Ryan is a tard. The phone is gone.
FilmFeverRadio.com and GeekInTheCity.com, my
friends.
Yes,
indeed.
For all your filmy and geeky needs.
filmy and geeky.
Coming up on Monday, Peter Carlin,
kind
maybe.
Of like Aaron.
I get filmy and geeky when I don't shower.
Next week, Mr. Skin will be on the Rick Emerson program. Also, woo! Tracy Guns from L.A. Guns. Rick Emerson show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon, who looks as though she's covered in bruises, although she swears that they're not. Scotty J is our PA. Dave Zeman is the Office East. Tim Riley is your prophet, seer, and revelator. As always, don't let the masters grind you down. Thank you for listening. Like us next. See y'all on Monday. Bye.